I got to be honest, I didn't expect IT today. I'm thrilled to have him.
I didn't either.
He comes in on the 4th of July. IT, intern Trent.
He's a dedicated man.
This is impressive, man. IT, why don't you open the show just by saying how you are and what you're doing later today. And this is, you deserve this.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, IT.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you. Are you going to a cookout?
I believe so, yeah.
May I stop by?
Yeah, of course. Come through.
We never go to cookouts. My wife never wants to do anything. We always wind up sitting at home, even on the 4th of July. I want to get invited to a cookout.
Would you like to come to my cookout, Joe?
Yeah, where?
My house.
Sure. What time?
3.
Are you serious?
Right after the show.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Sure. I'm sure my dad wouldn't mind.
If that, or I'd love to meet your parents. And
that'd
people always think that I'm just, and IT, thank you for your kind offer. Don't be surprised if I stop by there as well. People think I'm just grousing for food, and I kind of am, but, really, I crave the company. I don't want to sit inside on the 4th of July, even if it's raining, and sit there and watch Netflix. I want to get out and have a cookout and feel like I'm living. You know what I mean?
Well, and the pirate game's going on too.
Exactly. Now I'm having stomach problems. God, if this goes south limits, then it's your show. And believe me, it's going south.
Already?
I can feel it, yeah.
And you didn't eat any of the hot dogs yesterday?
No. I was out on a golf course this morning with Malsy and some guy I didn't know. We had a little bit of a tense moment with the music early on. To me, and the music was good. It was Zach Bryan. Does he have a new album out or something?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he was playing that plus some familiar ones. It was great music in the end. But there was a tense moment on the first hole when he started blasting music. And I didn't know him. It was him with Malsy and I. Malsy was walking, so he didn't care. I don't even know if he could hear it at first, but it was blasting. So I said, you know, do you mind turning that down? He's like, you don't like it? I'm like, no, I just don't want to hear it that loud this early. It was a little bit of a tense moment. Your thoughts on that? I think if you play music, and he was a wonderful man.
So you don't like, you want peace and quiet?
Not necessarily. But if you're going to play it, I think you ask first.
Do we need to get you a caddy or a chauffeur to hold up that sign, quiet, please, when you take a shot?
I think it has to go the way of, do you mind if I play some music? Because I really don't like music on the golf course, but if somebody really wants to play it, then play it softly.
Especially if it's someone that you do not know.
Yeah.
I think the courtesy is probably good to just ask.
I thought so. That's what I thought. I never got a chance to discuss it with Malsy. I don't know what his thoughts were. Palacios is up, yes?
Yes, he has been recalled per Noah Hyles and Alex Stump.
What's the corresponding move?
No move yet, but he is in the Pirates clubhouse, and he has a locker right near O'Neill Cruz, but there is no corresponding move as of yet as to who will be DFA'd, sent down, or whatnot.
I mean, I just wrote this morning that Rowdy Tellez, or Rowdy Tellez if you prefer, is a feel-good story, but you can't wait on everybody. Like, I'm happy for Rowdy. We had him on last week, and he was great, and you can see in the locker room now, he's become the guy that we thought he was, like a jolly good fellow, you know, fun. Last night he was talking about his speed. He said he'd rather have people tell him he has a gut than a belly. The belly is more insulting. He playfully challenged one of the writers to a race. That's the Rowdy we thought we were getting. Little opposite field home run that he hit about, you know, 10 miles an hour, but he hit it, you know?
He
should have gone 4 for 4. He's so hot that even his outs are 110 miles an hour.
He's improved his average by 60 points in the last month and maybe another week added on.
And it's wonderful to see. You know, it's gone from boos on every at-bat to people chanting his name and him getting a curtain call. It's a fun story. But the Pirates would have been perfectly justified to DFA him 2 months into the season. And the moral of the Rowdy story should not be, from their perspective, see, we were patient with this guy. Now watch how patient we'll be with Sawinski and Taylor and Grandal and Triolo and Olivares. No, it can't work that way. That's not the lesson here. It's a wonderful little story. It is. And I don't think the Pirates need a first baseman now. which is great, but they still need at least one big bat and at least two good bats. And some of those other guys got to go. And I don't care what it takes. And Palacios up here is a step in the right direction. You know, we were talking to Zangrilli about that yesterday. And you know, he made the point, bringing in Palacios, it's not like you're bringing in, you know, Frank Robinson. I get it. But you're at least trying something. It's kind of like the Steelers quarterback situation. I have no idea if Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are even going to be an upgrade on Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. I think they are. I think Russell Wilson is going to be good. But the point to me is at least you're trying. At least you're doing something different. And I feel the same way here. Okay, good. Palacios is here. Take your pick on guys to be demoted, DFA'd, traded, whatever. Take your pick. At least they're doing something different. And get somebody else up here, too, from the minor leagues. Bring in an Olivares-like player from some other team. You know? This guy is still batting cleanup in your lineup. Limits. He's still batting cleanup. He hasn't had an extra base hit since Mulsey had hair.
I just can't believe that. They're running Connor Joe out there cleanup today. And the Pirates lineup is out. The speculation is going to be that Jack Suwinski is the corresponding roster move. Jack Suwinski's in center field batting eighth.
Yeah, of course he is. You know, and that's my point. That's the point. Just because, and Shelton was kind of tooting their horn last night. See how patient, I'm paraphrasing, how patient we were with Rowdy and how it's paid off. Well, okay. But first of all, you can't erase the fact that for 2 months, Rowdy killed your team along with a bunch of other guys. You can't erase that, the damage that was inflicted there. And again, not every story turns out this happily just because you're patient.
No, it's part of the reason that they're three games under 500.
Did Suwinski, what did Suwinski buy himself in Ben Charrington's world by going 3-for-3?
Probably a week and a half, maybe 2.
A month?
Probably a couple weeks.
You know, what are we doing here? What's the lineup? Read me the lineup.
Here's Connor Joe
batting cleanup.
Boy, here's the corresponding roster move. The Pirates. We've recalled outfielder Josh Palacios from AAA Indianapolis. Not going to like this, Joe. Place right-handed pitcher Jared Jones on the 15-day injured list.
Oh, no.
Because he had that, what was it, lat issue yesterday?
Yeah.
That he came out of the game after just 5 innings.
Well, I mean, the only blessing there, and let's hope that isn't anything serious, the only blessing there is that you have the All-Star break coming up. You were going to skip starts with him anyway. So I guess he goes, you know, put him on the shelf for 20 to 25 days, and something like that. You know what I mean?
This is what Jones had to say about that injury.
Kind of felt it later in the game. Kind of just got really tight on me in the fifth inning there and told him. And so here we are.
Is that something just going to be an evaluation moving forward, get more details on it, probably starting tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you concerned about it?
No, I feel great. No, I mean, obviously not great, but it's nothing to be concerned with, I don't think.
You can continue if you needed to?
I think that'd be really stupid, but yes, I could.
Nothing to be concerned about, I don't think, but there he goes to the injured list.
Could you have pitched if you needed? Well, you know, injury lists are sometimes made for different situations.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
This is probably going to be hey, we're going to shut you down through the All-Star break, give you 2 weeks
right.
of rest.
3 weeks, you know? Listen, I'd rather hear lat than, you know, forearm tightness,
right.
crap like that. And it might be just the thing that gets this guy back in position to take a regular turn down the stretch. I'm going to read this one as optimistically as possible that Jared Jones was probably going to have more starts skipped. He's already approaching his career high in innings. So trust me, this guy was going to miss time. And now he's missing it because of this. So let's hope that he is fine and that he's back and healthy for the stretch run. As great as he's been, this isn't the worst news in the world, because I figure a guy like Marco Gonzalez is coming on. He was really good early. He can pop into that rotation for a bit, plus you get the All-Star break. So the worst news to me is the lineup every day. Can you read the lineup today, Limitless Wonder?
All right, here it is. Andrew McCutchen will lead off.
Uh-huh.
Brian Reynolds batting second and left.
So far, so good.
O'Neill Cruz will bat third and play short.
That was big off a lefty last night. I didn't expect that one. He's almost unplayable against lefties. Okay.
And Connor Joe is batting cleanup. Yeah, with a 247 average. Yeah,
as long as that's happening, or Olivares is your cleanup hitter, your lineup can't be taken seriously. But go ahead.
He's fourth. Tellez is batting fifth.
I love Rowdy Tellez. I'm driving the Rowdy Tellez bandwagon. Do you have the Mason Rudolph thing? And can we substitute Rowdy Tellez in there for that? The what would we call it? No, it was the Trubisky. The Trubisky train, not the Rudolph train. Do you have the Trubisky train in there, the original one? This is how I feel about Rowdy. And I said it when he got hot out in mid-June. I got on this train. I'm on the Rowdy train. Woo-hoo! It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
Lanny, it would be more appropriate if he was on a baseball cheer like that. So I'm all about Rowdy. In fact, he should be batting cleanup. But go ahead. Next.
Nick Gonzalez follows Rowdy Tellez batting sixth and lengthens the lineup a little bit.
Yep.
Followed by Key Brian Hayes playing third base and batting seventh.
I'll tell you what. Key Brian Hayes took some great swings last night. He's been the single most disappointing player in a sea of disappointments. But he took two really good swings last night and hit a couple rockets. This can't go on all year unless it's totally injury related. He looked like he was feeling good last night, and he's a guy, if I had to pick one guy for the second half of this season, that's the key to the Pirate, the whole team, it's Key Brian Hayes. Let's not forget what he did last season. Little limitless wonder. And I'm about to look it up here on live radio. I'm pulling a Paul Zeiss. Who else we got? Who's after Key Brian?
Our good friend Jack Suwinski batting under 180.
Yeah, he was 3 for 3 that night, so you got to keep him here at least through August. What's his average? 178?
178.
Okay, next.
Batting ninth and doing the catching, Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah.
174.
I don't know. Is Yasmani Grandal, does he look overly interested to you? You know, I don't know. Maybe that's unfair. He's just been horrible at the plate. And his throws back to the pitcher, while obviously not the biggest issue the Pirates have to deal with, are unbelievably annoying. These lollipops, inaccurate lollipops that he throws back to the pitcher. Am I the only one who is annoyed by that? Maybe so.
War! W-A-R! War!
It's about the defensive war. That's why he's playing. Because he's good with the pitchers and game day planning.
So was Austin. Are you defending this?
No, I'm not trying to, but this is the Pirates' explanation.
So was Austin Hedges. That his name?
Yes.
Were you named after him?
No, I was not, thankfully. Not a good player.
Here's Key Brian Hayes in his final 3 months. Okay, he missed July last year on account of injury. So his final 3 months were June, August, and September. And that encompassed about 300 at-bats. That's not a tiny sample size. In June, he hit .337 with a .518 slug and an .855 OPS and three homers, which is a pace for about 18 over a year. Then he came back in August and had, I think, the best month of his career, other than maybe when he first started all those years ago. .320 with a .588 slug and nearly 1,000 OPS and six homers and 20 RBIs. So you're thinking, all right, he's bound to come down in September. Not so much. 500 slug, 800 OPS, and four more homers. I mean, that's a legitimately large sample size that had me thinking, and had a lot of people thinking, this guy's coming into this year as a legit, you know, anywhere from 1 to 4 hitter that you can probably count on. Some people had this dude as a low-key MVP candidate. That's 13 home runs in his final 3 months and probably around a 900 OPS, which is on-base plus slugging for the uninitiated out there, city limits. So I don't necessarily laugh or scoff when people like Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting and Derek Shelton say, yeah, internal improvements, we got to have them. Of course you do. But you're not going to get them from all the guys who completely stink. Key Brian Hayes, you have to play. I get it. And there's a pretty good chance he's going to come around. Telez is a feel-good story. Sawinski, Grandal, Triolo, Olivares, even Connor Joe at this point. Man, I don't know. You got to be looking for bats. And it's unbelievably infuriating that we have to sit there and watch this on a daily basis. That Connor Joe, who's done some good things here, is your cleanup hitter again today. Thoughts, City Limits?
I'm still thinking back to Jared Jones going on the injured list, too. He would have made likely two more starts if both of his turns in the rotation would have came up again, and the last would have been Sunday right before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So the Pirates probably would have limited that to just one start, maybe go with Luis Ortiz. But you're right on the lineup. It just doesn't seem plausible that Ke Bryan Hayes can go an entire season and basically not have a hot stretch like we saw, and maybe not a two-month hot stretch like last season where he finally looked like the 2020 Ke Bryan Hayes when he came up.
Yeah.
Two hits last night. If they don't get him going, I mean, think
about... Is Palacios not in the lineup then?
Not in the lineup today. They call him up and he's not even in the lineup.
You call him up, he's red hot, and you're going to have Sawinski in there instead. I'm not even like a fan, and I want to break something right now. I really do, for Ben Cherington just sitting there and watching this daily debacle. By the way, when I put City Limits Austin into Google,
yes,
I want to get to the point where you come up before the actual music festival, which is in Austin, Texas in October, Limits. Let me see if I put Bechtold in there, if you come up at all. Austin's, there he is. You lead the league there. You lead
That's
the
it.
Google search. Austin Bechtold, producer, part-time host. It's on LinkedIn.
Oh,
do you put your nickname
that?
On LinkedIn?
No.
Then how does City Limits come
Probably
up there?
Probably just my name. I don't know if City Limits comes up anywhere else. There's a tweet that I made, the City Limits No Limits t-shirt, the O'Neill Crew shirt. That comes up.
Unbelievable. Then I'm wondering why City Limits comes up on your LinkedIn.
I don't know. That was from when I was doing the early morning show. I updated that the last time.
It's very curious.
In those early mornings.
And then do you put it on your Twitter profile?
I don't have it in my Twitter profile, no.
I think you should actually have it there because you become like Donnie Football where you're synonymous with your nickname and your nickname is what's going to make you money.
Do you think so?
Yeah. For example,
I talked to Lanny the other day and he thinks the opposite. He thinks that I should make sure I stick by my main name.
He's wrong.
I said I can balance out both.
You go ask Donnie Football how he would be doing with his real name. I'm sure he would be doing well, but he is Donnie Football.
He is Donnie Football.
He should change his legal name to Donnie Football.
I don't know about that. I don't think Sarah would like that.
Who?
His girlfriend.
Because she would then be Sarah Football?
Yes. Maybe.
What's her last
choice.
Name? Do you know?
Yes. I think it's Woodall, I think.
So Sarah Woodall Football?
I don't know if
football?
I pronounced it correctly.
Sarah Woodall Football. Yeah, I can see why she wouldn't like that. I guess. But Lanny should go talk to Horse about how that nickname, when he was shaking hands after one of his Pee Wee football games that he coached, the other coaches and the officials would say hi, Horse, to him. Lanny should talk to Folsey, who last I heard was thinking about opening his own petting zoo, where he's the object to be petted.
Him and Horse should.
Yeah.
It fits the category.
We were trying to get him, in fact, we were trying to get him a petting zoo endorsement. So if you're going to do endorsements, trust me, it's going to be as City Limits. Or, you know, Austin City Limits. Bechtold,
yeah,
right?
That would be the goal.
That's fine. You have to have a stage name.
You don't have a stage name.
I know. They were calling me the Machine on the golf course the other day. Starkey's Machine or
the
something?
The Starkey Machine.
Yeah.
Joe the Machine Starkey. Like, IT.
Now, do you want to continue with City Limits?
Yes, I thought
it went well during
very well.
During the Wiener roast yesterday.
It did, yes.
When Josh Rountree was referring to you as City. I mean, that's just great stuff.
It's caught on for everyone.
Can we listen to that coming up?
Yes, we can.
I want to hear the final minute or two and then some of the post-game interviews from that as we get you ready for Pirates-Cardinals rubber match today. I think it was spectacular radio. I had my doubts. But, man, when Pony was doing the post-game interviews and Mulsey and Pony and Rountree, he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, how about the outfit that Rountree wore? Did you see that? He looked like a carnival barker.
Yeah, he dressed like the guy who does the real hot dog eating contest.
Yes, and he had
ESPN.
A nice straw hat and a suit.
And I even thought that Jack Hillgrove as timekeeper, I mean, that was a job that he could have sort of blown off, not given his all. He was great.
He significantly cared.
He dove into that.
Which is half the battle.
Like Josh Harrison used to that utility role. Remember that?
Yes, and in rundowns.
Wherever you want to put me, you're getting my best. That was Jack Hillgrove. You'll hear him, especially with his one-minute call. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Well, it's going to be a shortened show.
Oh, wait, we have Mark Cabali coming on.
We do?
Yes.
When?
Now, like what? Any minute.
Okay.
So we'll come back and talk to Cabali.
We'll go to the big boy next. We'll get to the yesterday's hot dog eating contest. There's all kinds of treats, and we're taking you right up till Pirate pregame at 11:40.